Here are today's top stories. The two-day Democrats sit-in is over. Quitters. The House Dems are protesting the lack of gun control legislation, specifically the defeat of the measure to deny guns to those on the government's no-fly list. Which to me is super interesting, because the protest sit-ins of the civil rights era were to secure civil rights. This is to take the civil rights away. Hey, listen, I'm all for gun control, but maybe come up with a piece of legislation that really gets at the heart of it. And when you can't get that passed, protest. Not off something that gives government unlimited power to put people on a list that takes away rights. That's just me. Don't get mad. Don't get mad. Don't get mad. Carry on. Representative Tammy Duckworth was involved in the sit-in, and when the official cameras were shut off, she was one of the lawmakers that used her phone to broadcast via social media. How did she get her phone past security? Well, she hid it in her prosthetic leg. That move has people calling her a hero, but I don't know. I'm never a huge fan of smuggling contraband into the House chambers. What else does she have in there? I'll bet she's got a ton of unwrapped candy. The U.S. Supreme Court was busy today, ruling that President Obama's immigration executive action was unconstitutional. Well, the court was tied, so they just pushed it back to the last court that ruled, and they ruled that it was unconstitutional. Ah, courts. So what does it mean? It means that millions of immigrants here illegally are subject to deportation, like now. It also sends a message to the president and to Congress that the executive action runaround is unacceptable. So now what? Well, it goes back to Congress, who was like, what? Wait a second, we already got to come up with new gun laws, and now immigration? This job is so hard. Ooh, is that unwrapped candy? Rumors out of Springfield is that a budget deal may be close. Lawmakers have been called back for a session next week, which is peculiar, but it also could be that the state flower vote needs to happen or a proclamation on the best state hamburgers up, so just pay attention. In world politics, the EU vote is happening now. Will the UK leave the EU membership? Man, I wish it was this easy to leave my memberships. I sign up for one Columbia House CD membership and then for the rest of my life. But I did get a couple good Enya CDs. A new ordinance introduced yesterday to City Council would let independent tow truck companies charge you a convenience fee if you pay that $140 tow charge with a credit card. Wow, so not only do you have to deal with a huge charge in the first place and the interest on that payment from your credit card company, but now another fee on top? Can we ask some aldermen to sit in for this? This seems a lot more important. And what alderman puts this forward? Alderman Emma Mitz. What are they giving you? Like a guarantee you'll never be booted? Ridiculous. Unacceptable. No. Sorry. No more. No more fees. In weather, the National Weather Service said 6 tornadoes touched down in Illinois yesterday, a year to the day that a number of tornadoes touched down around Coal City. So let's just go ahead and skip June 22nd in the future. Today, a nice one, a little cloudy, but perfect temp. 90s this weekend. In sports, tonight's the NBA draft. Who will be the point guard that the Bulls pick with the 14th overall? And will they be able to replace Derrick Rose in our hearts? How amazing. A kid from Chicago beats all odds, gets drafted on the Bulls, starts his career with record numbers, full of city love, then he gets hurt, and the city turns on him. It's like an episode of Chicago Fire. I'd never seen that show, but yeah. Anyway, Rose is on the Knicks, who have rumored to be interested in Dwight Howard. Anyway, here's hoping that Derrick Rose has all the success in the Big Apple. Good luck finding someone there to take your SAT for you. Only in Chicago. Also, new rumors are emerging that the Knicks are also in play for Kevin Durant. It just makes you wonder. So many teams in the NBA make it look easy, but the Bulls make it look so hard. Also, super annoying, but there are a million rumors swirling that a Jimmy Butler deal could be in the works. So, yeah, you know what? It's 1999 all over again. The White Sox lost in extras today, but took 3 of 4 from the Red Sox at Fenway, but still got to win the close ones to get back in this thing. The Sox are a game under 500, but good start to the summer for the boys in black. The boys in blue go to South Beach this weekend to take on the Marlins. That should be fun. Little merengue dancing time. It'd be fun to see Joe Maddon out there shaking his hips to Daddy Yankee. Rizzo's not playing tonight. The new ESPN body issue is going to feature naked Jake Arrieta and naked Elena Deladon. That's too bad. I was hoping for a naked Joel Quenneville. But you get what you get. You don't complain. And finally tonight, Led Zeppelin won a copyright infringement case over alleged plagiarizing for the song Stairway to Heaven. This decision was met with disappointment from music lovers everywhere, who were hoping that if Zeppelin lost, we would never have to hear that stupid, stupid song ever again. Well, that's the carryout for June 23rd, 2016. Hey, you ordered the fries, right? We just threw them loose in the bag. Eliminate the middleman.